email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Toby Amalaran. Or I'll start again. Aro Malaran.
Yeah.
Sir, Aro Malaran. And his wife.
His wife.
I don't think so.
His mother, Victoria Jones. That's the best start ever.
His wife.
Oh God, Toby, great to see you.
Great to see you too.
We were chatting away and I'd take my eye off the ball. Victoria, great to see you too.
Lovely to see you.
And you're in town for what reason, Toby?
I'm here for my Boohoo Man launch dinner. So I've just brought out the Going Out collection with Boohoo Man and I'm a brand ambassador. So right. I'm buzzing to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for coming in. So Love Island, like, that's something else. And you're living the dream now, aren't you? Did you realise that this was all going to happen for you when you went in to Love Island?
No, literally, I take it day by day. So in Love Island, it was day by day. I never thought about the future. Because I think if I think about the future, then I start overthinking. And yeah, so I never thought this would happen. I never thought I'd be here. I never thought all these things would be happening.
And Victoria, proud? Is proud the word, yeah?
The proudest mum ever, to be honest with you.
And when Toby came to you and said, I'm applying for Love Island.
I said, go on with you. You're not going on there.
Right.
it's never going to, he's never going on Love Island.
Yeah.
And then when he went in, I said, oh, Jesus, there he is. He's
it's on real, Love Island.
He's on Love Island.
Yeah. Yeah. And in watching him, because you have to introduce yourself at the beginning, and you, in your introduction, you said you've never been in a relationship.
No.
Single all your life.
All my life. Well, not anymore, so.
Yes, you're with Chloe now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. She's not your wife, and neither is Victoria.
Exactly.
So was part of the thing in your head going in to find somebody?
Yeah, so I think for shows like that, you need to be there for the right reason or you get found out or you'll get like, it'll be bad for you. So I was just like, look, I'm going in for one thing, to find that girl and whatever path I need to do to get there, I'm going to do it. And luckily I have.
And the sort of sitting in front of somebody, talking to them eye to eye, that was important for you as opposed to on Tinder or whatever.
Yeah, see, like all these like WhatsApp, Snapchat, Instagrams, I can't do it. Like even Chloe gets annoyed at me now because I'm bad at replying, communicating on the phone. But face to face, I love it. Like I can chat, I can read you, I can chat to you.
Yes.
And like I find that better, the traditional ways. Yeah.
So I suppose for you, unlike a lot of the people who go in there, they're going in for different reasons. You were going in to find a life partner.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going in for, but yeah, I'm here to find my person.
So as a result, it was like, that's why you probably took a while to...
Yeah, it took a while.
But you had to sort of, you know, see what was going to work, didn't you?
Yeah, I went on like a relationship crash course for the whole time, basically, and at the end I found it, so that's why I don't regret anything about it.
And yourself and Chloe are still together?
Yeah, we're still together.
Have you met Chloe, Victoria?
I have.
And would you have had, well, he was single all his life, so I was going to ask, would you have had say in his previous relationships, but he didn't have any.
I didn't have any.
Well, he was only 22, so...
He never brought home a girl before.
Did he not?
Never.
So this is the first time he's brought somebody home?
First girl he brought home. Yep.
Isn't that mad?
And she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
And would you have any worries about him meeting Chloe in those circumstances? It's sort of like a, you know, a glass
house. No, because I watched him doing it.
Oh, yes.
I saw every step of the way, so I was proud that he actually ended up with Chloe.
And there's no I know that you were on the after show.
Yeah.
But there was no communication with Toby while he was in there.
Not at all. No. We just had updates that he was doing okay.
But you were shouting at the telly.
All the time.
Yes.
Yeah. And we all watched it in separate rooms.
Right.
Yeah. We couldn't watch it together because everybody in our family had an opinion.
Yes. And didn't agree.
No, we never agreed.
Yeah. So you're all in different rooms. That's brilliant. All saying different things. And he couldn't hear any, so it didn't really matter.
Didn't care enough.
So you're getting mad offers, I'd say, now, you know, to go to nightclubs and open nightclubs and to endorse various brands.
Yeah.
I know you're doing Boohoo Man, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
But like crazy offers.
Yes.
Have you got an agent?
Yeah, I've got an agent, yeah. I work with my agency. But literally all my time has been with Boohoo Man at the moment.
Right.
Like this going out edit and then being a brand ambassador, what that opens up is just madness. And then now it's time to carry on with that, but then bring in the other things as well.
So the Cross Malina connection. You left Cross Malina, Victoria, when?
1990.
Right. What age were you?
Just 16.
Right.
Sort of 16, yeah.
And to London?
Yeah. To London. One way to London.
Right.
Never went back.
And that was that the thing?
It was the thing with the family to send us out and try and find work and make something for ourselves.
Right.
And then if we didn't like it, we could go back.
Right.
But the minimum was 3 months.
Aha.
We had to stay in London 3 months.
That's a great arrangement, isn't
it? Yeah, and then if we didn't like it after 3 months, we could go back.
It was sort of the makings of you.
Yeah, only one ever went back.
Right, of how many?
Five.
Right, and what's the background? It's a farming background by what I see on your Instagram. Is it a farm?
Yeah, I mean, my sister, they've got a little farm thing going on there. They have a few chickens and they have a few cows.
Right.
Every time we go home, there's some different animal there.
Right,
so,
okay.
Yeah. It's a different aspect of our lives that we don't see in London. So.
And you holidayed here as a child?
Yeah, so when I was a child, summer holidays come up and my mum would just like throw me to Ireland, like go there and be like, okay, cool, I'll be right back. And they just like leave, just go back to England.
So you just
dropped them off and went back.
Did you?
Yeah.
And we didn't have a clue until she went.
So I just said go out through the back door there and I'd be gone out through the front.
Give me a break for the summer.
Yeah. That was it. Now you're going to be looked after for someone else.
But out there, they can just go into the fields. And
that's it. They went out from morning to night.
Yeah.
And they only came back when they were either dirty or hungry. So that was it.
Fine. That was the good old days.
Yes.
I was chasing frogs around in the fields and running off the cows. And it was weird.
I think you fell into a stream at one stage
as well. Exactly.
Lovely memories.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Best memories.
Have you still got friends over there? You have cousins, obviously.
Yeah, my cousins. Yeah. So my cousins are my age group as well. So
right.
There yesterday with them as well.
So what's the chat around Love Island? They were asking loads of questions.
They're loving it as well.
Yeah.
They're loving it because they're like, oh, you're Toby's cousin. Yeah.
That's respect. They're getting a lot of respect for that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Stay there. We have Megan O'Neill in another studio. She's a lovely singer from Ballymore Eustace in Kildare.